Bob Carpenter, why don't we go 2 Timothy chapter 2? Now, how about chapter 1? 2 Timothy chapter 1. You ready?
Yes, verse 1.
This is a powerful chapter.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus.
I can say that same thing about me. I am an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Let's go. Amen.
To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also.
I want to stop right there. Ask you to. This young man, Timothy, had faith that was in his mother and grandmother. Well, let me say this to you. The faith that's in me was in my grandfather. My grandfather, Luther Albert Davidson. And my father, my dad, Lyle Luther Davidson. I'm not sure of the Davidsons and their heritage. I'm not sure where they came from. One thing I want to tell all of you, they were not people from Holland. They were not Dutch. Didn't act like them. They were not of them. Amen. Not at all. Now, I don't know where they lived, where they originated. I have no idea. But I can tell you this. They were not Dutch. No. Now, I don't care what you think. They were not any part of Hollanders. Amen. I don't know where they came from. And I won't debate with you. But they were darn sure not Dutch. Amen. I know Dutch. I know Germans. And let me tell you, a lot of Germans and Dutch act alike. And the Davidsons didn't act like I didn't want them. What? What did you say? Did you say that's true? Well, thank you for what you didn't say. Amen. I don't care where my ancestors came from. I will tell you where my Jesus came from. He was in heaven. Thank God. In heaven. And he created all things. All things. Amen. All things. He might have privilege over all. And that man, Jesus, humbled himself and was born of a woman, made born under the law. Thank God. He might redeem all of us that were under the law. Amen. And he redeemed me. Now, I've got to say something about Luther Albert Davidson was my grandfather. I know his father and where he came from. I know James Madison's father and where he came from. Amen. I know Joshua's father and where he came from. Amen. And I know this about Golden Davison. He was a hatter. He made hats, and he was not from the Netherlands. He might live there. There's a spirit that like to convince me, thank God, that they were Hollanders. No way. No way. Amen. Now, that same faith is in Luther Albert, is in Lyle Luther, is in me. And you ready to hear this? That same faith will be in my son, John D. Bob, maybe we better move on. Why make me more mad than I am?
Verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
He said, Paul said, stir up the gift that said you that was put there by the laying on of my hands. And you know, Timothy, obviously, had a problem that a lot of people have. They're fearful. They don't believe. They don't believe. Amen. And Paul said, by the Spirit of God, I have not given you, has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love. Does that say that?
Power.
Love, power.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind. That word, sound mind, is a disciplined mind. Yeah. No, you people that are scared, you're scared not because God gave it to you, because some devil gave it to you. Some demon caused you to get it. Yeah. Amen. Some devil gave it to you. God did not give you a spirit of fear. No, not at all. Not at all. But of love, power, ability of God, and a disciplined mind. Disciplined mind. Stayed on God. That's the kind of spirit you have. But you yield to the devil. You yield to fear. Amen. You yield to fear. Not love. Not a sound mind. But fear. You yield to fear. You yield to fear. God didn't give you that spirit. No, God didn't give you the spirit of fear. But the love of love, obeying God, and power, ability of God, and a sound mind, disciplined mind. And when your mind goes wacko, pray! Pray so your mind won't go wacko. Oh, heck, I've been called a wacko preacher. Yeah, you know, Mark Davis. Mark is, he's a know-a-lot-o of nothing. He called me a wacko preacher once when he was on WAP. He said, I'm going to get this wacko preacher on here and talk to him. Well, I'm still waiting. Wacko Mark. Amen. Next.
Verse 8. But be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Abolished death. Isn't that cool? Amen. Next one.
Verse 11. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
I am likewise appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher to the Gentiles and the world, the Jews now. Amen. Next.
For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Do you know whom you have believed? And are you persuaded? Huh? Do you know whom you have believed? And are you persuaded? You might consider humbling yourself and say, do I know whom I believe, and am I persuaded? Next.
Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was commanded unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom...
What? Say that again.
This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. Last verse. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well.
Would you please, Bob, back up 4 or 5 verses and start reading?
This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me.
All they that who are in Asia that turned away from me.
That's right. All they that are in Asia be turned away from me.
All that in Asia were turned away from me.
That's what it says.
God. Well, I'm not faring so bad yet, huh? I still got a few. Amen. And I don't know that I've ever seen that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But I will tell you this. There are plenty in America that have turned away from me. They have turned away from me. They turned away from Jesus. Turn away from the gospel, you wicked bunch. Amen. But what was that guy's name? Onesimus? Or something like that?
Onesiphorus is the one that...
And he sought Paul out, right?
Right.
Oh, my God. And what did he do?
It says that when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. And then it says, the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well.
So he ministered to Paul.
Amen.
And he never forgot it.
That's right.
And God never forgot it. And Paul never forgot it.
Amen.
Thank God. And he'll be blessed for doing so.